Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And in today's podcast, we are going to be talking about the top four natural solutions for sore muscles.
Ooh, yeah.
And I actually always think, whenever I think of sore muscles, I always think of DOMS or DOMS. I'm such a nerd. It's true, though. So first, before we get into the solutions for it, the natural solutions that you can do, and these are totally different things that you might not even know of, I want to talk first why you might be feeling those aches and pains, because I think some people just think it's just like, it's a good thing. Like, oh yeah, it's good. I feel sore. And it is somewhat, but you also have to understand, I'm going to talk about what it is, what DOMS are, and then the differences between understanding soreness versus strained muscles, because I think it's really important that we educate people on that part first before we get into the solutions. So why you might be feeling those aches and pains. Essentially, what happens when you work out is you cause small tears in your muscle fibers that lead to an immune reaction that your body gets to work repairing the injured cells, right? So any type of soreness is showing that your muscles have been broken down. While it's broken down, it doesn't necessarily mean it's injured. It just means that it's been compromised. So essentially what's happening is that's why you're feeling that pain, because your muscle is actually has these small little muscle fiber tears. And so it's now going to work to repair it, which is when it repairs it is what makes it stronger, right? And so when you're feeling those aches and pains, it's not a bad thing necessarily, but the difference between soreness and strained muscles is really key to understand, because soreness is something that you would feel like up to 72 hours after a workout. So you might be feeling that. And if you are feeling it anywhere from 24 to 72 hours after, that is what I was talking about earlier, which is DOMS. So that's called delayed onset muscle soreness.
Which I actually had this week.
Yeah.
Like so bad. I did heavy glutes. So I did a heavy glute workout, and I haven't worked glutes in such a long time that literally even walking felt like someone was punching me in the butt cheek every
time. Oh yeah. That was actually my example for DOMS, was when you feel like walking is like a disaster. Like when you're like, oh my gosh, like every step you take, your legs feel like they weigh like 100 pounds each. And like they just feel like they're like, you're walking through quicksand. Like you just can barely move them. Basically that's what DOMS is. It's the pain and stiffness felt in muscles several hours to days after unaccustomed or strenuous exercise. So it's usually when you haven't done something for a long period of time, like you were saying with your glutes, or it's something that maybe is brand new if you're trying a different workout, or if you're lifting heavier, or anything that you're doing that is changing it and shifting it, you might start feeling it. But the key thing to remember is DOMS is usually anywhere from 24 to 72 hours after the exercise is completed. It's not necessarily it's not necessarily something that you feel right away. Like you're going to feel acute muscle soreness, which appears during the workout and immediately after your exercise. But DOMS is delayed onset muscle soreness. So that's exercise-induced muscle damage after the fact. But again, as I was saying, I was going into this whole thing about DOMS, but what I was saying about the difference though, the key thing that you need to know is the difference between soreness and strained muscles. So soreness or DOMS, you'll feel up to 72 hours after a workout is completed. But if you are feeling pain or soreness or any kind of stiffness in that muscle a week after, that could be a strain. And it usually would end up becoming that you have strained your muscles, and that would warrant you seeing your doctor. And a strain occurs when those same muscles that are torn during an exercise are torn in larger amounts and to more significant degrees. And that can take up to several weeks to heal. So you really have to be cautious. So if you start feeling sore after your workout, so if you're feeling sore during it, that's normal. You're feeling sore right after, normal. That is the acute muscle soreness. But then if you're feeling sore the next day, and then usually I find it's like the day three that you start feeling like really sore, that's probably DOMS. But if it's like day four or day five and you're still feeling sore, you may have strained your muscles, and that's where you might want to go and check in with the doctor and just make sure, or just take a lot of rest and recover. So it's up to you at that point, but you definitely want to be very aware of, after a 72-hour range, it now gets into the territory of it could actually be a strain. Okay, so now that we got that out of the way, let's talk about, how can you recover from all this soreness? Because the soreness feels good. Like, I don't know about you, Laura, but I actually like feeling sore. Like, when I have that little bit of sore, I don't like it when it's like, I feel like something is consistently like punching me in the legs when I'm walking. I don't like that kind of soreness. Or like when you feel like you can barely make it up the stairs kind of thing. Or when I feel like I can't pick Maddie up, like my daughter up, because my arms are too sore. I don't like that type of like crazy soreness, but I like when I feel like a little bit of sore.
No, me too. But
I like when I feel like a little bit of work, you know?
Yeah. I like feeling like tight, like a little bit tender, like knowing I worked. And then, you know, I can really enjoy my rest days. Like, I don't like feeling like I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But I literally, like, I forgot how much pain. And I always think back to when I think of our, like, when I used to teach our Fit Chicks boot camp, and always the people who have never taken like a boot camp style class, which we combine a lot of strength training with high intensity intervals, a lot of supplios, lots of lunges, lots of wall sits. We always call it the fit chick strut, because the way they walk, like, it's not even the day after class, it's 2 days after class.
And yeah, when they show up for the next class.
Yeah, like everyone's using the handicap washroom because they need the bar to get up and down.
Yeah, no, like, for sure. Yeah, or else you're just doing like the drop to pee technique.
Well, that was me this week. I literally was thinking about like, would it be really disgusting if I just rolled on the floor off the toilet? Like, I couldn't get up. It was so sore.
I've actually done that I'm going to digress for 2 seconds. When we did that 100-kilometer hike for Oxfam, so years ago we did this team challenge, and it was a 100-kilometer hike for charity. And after that 100K hike, so we did it in 24 hours. And afterwards, I remember I was at David's house at the time, my boyfriend's house at the time. And I literally, he luckily had like a bed that was low to the ground. And I remember I had to go to the bathroom and I couldn't sit up. So I just rolled off the bed onto the floor, and then I crawled from there to the bathroom. Like, I was just rolling and crawling everywhere because I couldn't actually move my leg.
Oh,
it was nuts. And my feet were just so sore. But anyways, okay. So before we get into like these different sort of natural solutions, first things first, obviously you want to start with a good stretch session. The reason why I say this is obvious is it should be obvious, but this is the one thing that most people skip, is stretching after. Okay. So you should be stretching after your workouts anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes. I remember having a conversation with Christmas Abbott, and she was saying that she actually likes to do one for one. So like literally if she works out for 20 minutes, she stretches for 20 minutes. Like literally she matches her stretching and her lengthening, to her actual workout timing, which I think is super cool. Like if you think about it from that perspective, but if you don't have that much time, at least try to get 5 minutes of stretching in. And you want to think it's static. Static stretching is key, because static stretching is what will lengthen. It's not no old school, like 80s style when you bounce on your joints or any kind of movement, just nice static stretching, just holding it, lengthening and feeling and breathing into those things. Now, one of the things that I always talk about at our retreats, and I talk about when I'm teaching yoga, is when you are trying to stretch and you're trying to relax your muscles so that you can lengthen them out, you can't have tension anywhere else. So if you are really tense in your shoulders, or if you're like stretching and it's hurting and you have like this crazy tense face going on and you're like holding tension in your face, you'll actually never be able to release those muscles to relax them, to lengthen them out. So to give yourself more mobility and more length, you need to relax everything. So I want you just to breathe into it as you're stretching. Okay, so that's my little stretch technique. The other thing that you want to think about doing, and I say think about because this one is like, it's amazing for you, but I'm like afraid of it, is foam rolling, because it's amazing for sore muscles. Laura, do you still do? I know that you have a foam roller. Do you still use it? Because like, I can't, like it hurt. I don't roll. When I go on a foam roller, I plop down on it and I can't even move. Like I just, as soon as I try to move, and I'm like pretty flexible and pretty loose, at least I thought it was, but it's all that deep muscle stuff that it rolls out and it's like, it gets all deep inside of those nooks and crannies. And it hurts so bad. I can't do it. I should do it. That's the whole sign that I should do it, but I can't.
Ugh, I hate foam rolling. Because it's that painful. Like, it's one of yeah. those things. And like, I know afterwards you feel good, but there's some parts of my, and I've always been very open about the fact I'm a skimpy stretcher. It's the area I need to spend more time on.
Yeah.
Like, I used to do Bikram yoga like once a week for, like, I was doing it pretty regularly, but I haven't done that in like a year. And I'm terrified to go back because I'm terrified of how sore I'm going to be after mm-hmm. my first class. Cause after opening up everything that I'm just going to be like out of commission for a week, like talk about DOMS. Like it's a pain I've never felt, but then you feel so great after the week.
Yeah.
But like, I've always been a skimpy stretcher, but foam rolling, oh my gosh, I can't handle it. Like my hips are so tight and it's so painful. Like,
but it's so good for you. So if you're listening to us, don't take our word for it. Try it for yourself because maybe you'll really like it. Maybe you'll be like, yeah, I really like this stuff and it's working for me. And it does. It works for so many people. I just find it crazy on my quads. So that's another thing that you have to consider doing. It's also just like a really good part of your, you know, stretching routine. And then the other part is just switch up your workouts. So again, this is just sort of, before we jump into the four alternatives, this is just like the standard stuff. Switch up your workouts, keep your muscles from overtraining, give yourself time to recover, aids in performance as well, right? So if you're giving yourself time to recover, say if you're working upper body, then you're working lower body, you'll give your upper body time to recover while you're working lower body the next day, et cetera. So you really want to make sure that you are switching up your workouts consistently so that you're not just overtraining the same muscle groups all the time. All right. So now the alternatives that you can try that are safe, all natural products that are proven to help you stay loose as a goose and get your muscles on the mend. So your natural remedies, number one is hydrate. And this doesn't seem like it's all like super fancy or anything, but it's so important because drinking enough water actually ensures that the nasty stuff that gets trapped in your muscles that make DOMS even worse gets flushed out faster, right? So it's like, hydrating yourself will flush out your system faster. So it will actually get rid of all of the toxins and all of the buildup, the lactic acid buildup in your muscles that causes that pain. So hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. And when you're hydrated, your muscles are supple. Dehydrated muscles become tight and easily injured. So keeping them hydrated, you want to drink at least half of your body weight in ounces of water per day. And that will really help you get rid of a lot of those aches and pains.
We love hydration.
Totally. The second thing that you can be doing is drinking cherry juice. And this I think is super cool because it's something that nobody would really think of, right? But it has to be, it's not like juice, like it's a concentrated juice. So it's like the straight up like cherry concentrate right before you work out. You want to have about an ounce of it. And they say the new study suggests that this antioxidant rich drink can actually help reduce soreness and speed up muscle recovery after strength training. So you want to have 1 ounce right before you work out. Laura, have you ever tried that?
No, I've never even heard this before.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just like a different alternative, but it has to be straight up cherry juice. So like you want to go to your health food store and you want to get cherry concentrate. You don't want to be buying like, you know, like a Ocean Spray cherry cranberry cocktail or anything like that. It won't do the same thing for, I don't even know if they make that, but you know what I mean? You don't want to be drinking anything that's like got added stuff to it. You just want to have the cherry concentrate. And I was looking around online to be like, oh, would it make the same thing if you ate cherries before you worked out? I haven't found a definitive yes or no, but when I do find out, I will definitely let you guys know. But I just know that cherry juice, 1 ounce, right before you work out will actually do the trick.
Sweet.
Yeah. The third thing that you can do that is an all-natural remedy for sore, achy pain is omega-3 fatty acid. So according to a new study in the Clinical Journal of Sports Medicine, taking a fish oil pill once a day helps to reduce soreness and eases inflammation of muscles 48 hours after your workouts. Did you know that, Laura? Because I know that you do you take any kind of fatty acid pills?
Oh, yeah. The basic supplements that I always take and I always recommend, especially for women, is a fish oil. Mm-hmm. Like a good quality fish oil. Also vitamin C powder because it really helps. It's an antioxidant. It really helps with like, it also helps your body to repair from stress and manage stress because our adrenal glands love vitamin C. And as soon as we're stressed out, which exercise is a stress in the body, as we're talking about, we're repairing ourselves, then our adrenal glands get stressed and they literally feed on vitamin C. So it gets sucked up. So I just add it to my water. And then also like a multivitamin. But for fish oil, I just love it for so many different reasons. But one for sure, of course, is it helps with inflammation in the body. Mm-hmm. And that can be either inflammation from exercise, whether like strains and things like that. But also, you know, when you're inflamed from, you know, food sources and all that stuff, it helps to manage that. So I know even too, like staying with the inflammation, even just adding in fish oil, but a lot of people too, when you're going on, like if you have a muscle strain, when I was working at the naturopath clinic, there was a chiropractor there and he actually, as part of his protocol to help people heal from their muscle strains, he would give them a specific diet, which was an anti-inflammatory diet. Yeah. So cutting out a lot of grains, a lot of processed foods, obviously, a lot of red meat, dairy, things like that. So that's what he would actually give, which I loved because people don't realize, you know, when they're at the hospital or after they have an injury or whatever, your body's trying to repair itself. And when you're constantly eating foods that inflame the body, you're not going to help to reduce that inflammation to help it heal.
Right.
So,
totally makes sense. That makes complete sense that you would be like, it's almost like you're just being counterproductive consistently over and over again. If you're eating stuff that's inflaming you, but then you're also trying to reduce inflammation through other sources.
Well, it's even like Tom Brady, like quarterback, how many times has he won the Super Bowl? Like 7 times. And one of his major things is he follows an anti-inflammatory diet because he has to make sure that his body can repair itself and not be injured. Mm-hmm. So he's very, very, very big on the nutrient side and the supplement side.
Cool. And then the fourth one. So if you're listening, so again, we're looking at ways that all natural remedies for sore, achy pains outside of just the usual stretching and changing up your workout. The fourth one is actually adding in probiotics. So new research actually shows that 2 strains of these healthy bugs, and I might say this wrong, so correct me if I'm wrong, Laura, Lactobacillus, Rhamnosus? Okay. Oh, I thought maybe you know.
Lactobacillus,
Rhamnosus, and Lactobacillus paracase. Okay, so those are the 2 healthy bugs. You don't need to search those. You just need to have probiotics. But I'm just letting you know that those are the two strains. They can actually help with decreased cell damage after a month of regular intense exercise. So pretty cool. Like I had no idea that probiotics would, like I know, you know, you always think of probiotics. Whenever I think of probiotics, I always think of it as like the thing you have to have to help you be regular. Like that's kind of, cause it's been like in media, that's what it's always kind of presented as, right? As like,
well, it was an Activia yogurt. Like they
exactly. They made it
a killing by that whole campaign.
Exactly. Yeah, no, 100%. They made probiotics all about poop essentially. But I'm here to tell you that probiotics can also help you with soreness. So, you know, any kind, because it says that it decreases cell damage after a month. So, I mean, if it's not just for being regular, it's also something that can just help you to reduce all of your soreness. So, I mean, those are 4 simple ways. So, again, it's stay hydrated, drink a cherry juice, so 1 ounce of cherry juice, have your omega-3 fatty acids, and then probiotics. Any kind of adding those in or adding all 4 of them in can definitely help you to reduce any kind of soreness. And then of course, though, even though I know we all want to rush out of the gym and get rid of our workouts or be done with our workouts and we want to skip the stretching, I'm telling you, just do it. Your body will thank you for it. You will feel better. You will be more limber. It will help you in the long time, in the long term, in the big picture of things. That extra 5 minutes, extra 10 minutes of stretching will actually help you achieve more balance in your body, achieve more mobility long term. So try not to skip it, even though I know sometimes it's just so hard to just sit down or stand up and kind of spend the time to do it. But really just honor your body because you've just spent so much time working it. You've got to also take the time to really recover it. And that's my rant about stretching because you're the skimpy stretcher and I'm like the stretch pusher. I'm like, everybody stretch.
I know. Well, I'm going to hit up a yoga class this week. Oh God.
Do it. Do it. You're going to love it. You're going to be so happy you did. All right. Well, so that's that wraps it up for today. We were just doing a quick overview of some natural ways that you can start recovering your body from all of that muscle soreness, aches, and pains. So as always, if you'd love to learn more, if you are obsessed as we are about fitness, nutrition, wellness, and you want to learn more, check us out at fitchicksacademy.com. We have two upcoming programs. We have our fitness and nutrition expert certification that we just started in for the springtime, but we have our fall session coming up. So we do have a wait list beginning. And if you want to join in, if you're more into the nutrition stuff, you can check out our holistic nutrition weight loss expert, which is starting in April. And of course, if you are loving our podcast and you want to share it, we love sharing. And we also love if you could take a moment and leave us a review so that you can help spread the healthy love. And of course, last thing, any questions, comments, any ideas of things that you want to hear about, email us info@fitchicks.ca and check us out on social media at Fitchicks Academy. All right. Thanks guys so much for listening and we will chat with you again soon. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out.